Slide 1. Alt text, ILNET logo. ILNET National Training and Technical Assistance Center for Independent Living. Slide 2. Creating your own peer network. July 22, 2024. NCIL 2024. Washington, D.C. Slide 3. ILNET Partners. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Administration for Community Living at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in conjunction with the ILNET. The ILNET is operated by ILRU and collaborates with NCIL, April, the University of Montana, and a consultant network of subject matter experts. The ILNET T&TA Center provides training and technical assistance to Centers for Independent Living, statewide independent living councils, and designated state entities. Image descriptions, logos of independent living research utilization, Association of Programs for Rural Independent Living, National Council on Independent Living, and University of Montana. Slide 4. Today's presenters. Jeremy Morris, Executive Director, Ohio Statewide Independent Living Council. Tyler Morris, Executive Director, SIL Jacksonville. Kimberly Tizot, President and Chief Executive Officer, ABLE South Carolina. Sandra Brighton Grossbitter, Director of Training, ILNET at ILRU. Image descriptions, logos of Ohio Statewide Independent Living Council, SIL Jacksonville, ABLE SC, and Independent Living Research Utilization. Slide 5. What you will learn today. The importance of peer support for ourselves as people with disabilities working in IL. To create peer support groups that will be supportive, strong, and will challenge you to grow. Slide 6. Disability leadership is not easy. Ongoing ableism in personal and professional life. Needing to adapt or help staff with finding accommodations. Seeing and hearing hard situations from consumers and the community. Political impacts. Staying up to date with trends. The need to vent and process with a group of people who understand. Discrimination from other organizations and funders. Leading a movement is hard. We need our peers. Slide 7. Business lessons from Taylor Swift. Think of your bracelets as being a symbol of your IL network. Exclusivity to build anticipation. The power of friendship bracelets and connectivity. Playing and leading acoustically. Celebrating eras utilizing first follower theory. The value of authenticity. AUAVE got no reason to be afraid of. How do you start networking to build your IL Swifties? Forbes, 2023. Alt text, portrait of Taylor Swift. Slide 8. Three forms of networking. Operational. Personal. Strategic. Alt text, web of wires connecting pins. Slide 9. Operational networks. Goal, focuses on getting stuff done. Mostly internal and focused on current priorities. Who, members are based on task and organizational structure. Depth, strong working relationships are the focus. Slide 10. Personal networks. Goal, enhancing personal and professional growth. Contacts are external and focused on your interests or future interests. Who, it's up to you. There is no natural structure. Breadth, reaching out to those who can connect you to others. Slide 11. Strategic networks. Goal, figuring out future priorities and challenges and getting support for them. Contacts are internal and external a focused toward the future. Who, membership based on your goals and strategy. Leverage, creating inside-outside links. Slide 12. Benefits of support networks. Educational opportunities for continued learning and development. Perspective via exchanging diverse insight. Solutions are collaborating in response to challenges. Emotional support, understanding, empathy, mutual respect. Confidentiality, sharing without fear and judgment. Growth, introducing opportunities, development. Expanded network, connecting professional and peer networks. Slide 13. Common barriers to support networks. Limited existing network, a challenging to find peers. Judgment of fearing the appearance of being less competent. Confidentiality and trust, a concerns about breaches of confidentiality and trust. Time constraints, a demanding schedules make time scarce. Ineffective communication, a one-sided communication. Unalignable values, a differing philosophies and ethical norms. Organizational culture, a lacking support for peer connection. Slide 14. Considerations in evaluating your network. Relevance, a look for relatable peers. Trust, to ensure a high level of confidentiality. Communication skills, to seek clear and meaningful dialogue. Experience and expertise, to choose those with relevant experience and expertise. Availability, to confirm peers have time and availability. Shared values, to align with those with similar values and ethics. Diversity, to consider those different backgrounds and leadership styles. Slide 15. Activating your support system. Collaboration, or working with allies, creates more impact. Goals, is setting an expectation. Communication, or maintaining regular communications, will keep you connected. Show UPA attending events and conferences will strengthen connections and create new ones. Support, offering support and sharing resources creates positive relationships. Humility and gratitude, sharing credit and expressing gratitude goes a long way. Be genuine, building relationships on trust and interest in others' success will be foundational. Delegatia, asking internal representatives to participate in professional groups/associations will build their leadership skills. Slide 16. What is working for you? How are you connecting with IL peers outside of conferences? Slide 17. Questions and discussion. What are you curious about? What needs clarification or more explanation? Slide 18. Resources for continued reading. Ibarra, H., and Hunter, M., 2007. How Leaders Create and Use Networks. Harvard Business Review. https://hbr.org/2007/01/How Leaders Create and Use Networks. Weiskillern, J., and Silver, N., 2013. Four Network Principles for Collaboration Success. The Foundation Review, 5, 1. https://doi.org/10.4087/foundationreviewd12-0018.1. Crutchfield, L.R., and Grant, H.M., 2012. Forces for Good, The Six Practices of High-Impact Nonprofits. Jossie E. Bass. Slide 19. Speaker contact information. Jeremy Morris, Executive Director, Ohio Statewide Independent Living Council, jmorris@ohiosilc.org. Tyler Morris, Executive Director, Sil Jacksonville, tmorris@siljacksonville.org. Kimberly Tizot, President and Chief Executive Officer, Able South Carolina. ktizot@able-sc.org. Sandra Brighton Grossbitter, Director of Training at ILNet Training and Technical Assistance Center for Independent Living at ilrusbb.ilru@gmail.com. Slide 20. ILNet and TA Center contact information. Sandra Brighton Grossbitter, Director of Training at ILNet Training and Technical Assistance Center for Independent Living at ilrusbb.ilru@gmail.com. Alt text, a QR code. Paula McKelwee, Director of Technical Assistance at ILNet Training and Technical Assistance Center for Independent Living at ILRU, paulamckelwee.ilru@gmail.com. Slide 21. Evaluation Survey. Your feedback on this webinar is important to us. At the end of the presentation, you will have the opportunity to complete a brief evaluation survey. Evaluation link. Slide 22. ILNet attribution. The ILNet is supported by grant numbers 90ILTA0002 and 90ISTA0002 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official administration for community living policy.